This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with his money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Early in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The Enforcement Directorate is also conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Kacharyawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupee investor fraud linked to MSPACL. Union Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various developmental works of over 11.5 crore rupees in Narmada district of Gujarat today. The minister inaugurated the smart Anganwadi and smart classroom at Lacharas village under MP Lads program. He also visited Post Office Passport Seva Kendra at Rajpipla. Talking to the media, Dr. Jayashankar said the vision of a developed India can be achieved through development at the grassroots level.
आज स्मार्ट क्लासरूम उसका उद्घाटन हुआ, बच्चों को देखा कैसे उसका प्रयोग करते हैं और ये मोबाइल का युग है तो सब बच्चे जो हैं मोबाइल से उनके लिए तो इतना आसान है, ये स्मार्ट क्लासरूम आता है वही स्कूल जो है उनके लिए और इंटरेस्टिंग हो जाता है तो बच्चों का उत्साह देख के तो आनंद आता ही है। यहाँ पब्लिक की सुविधा जो है पासपोर्ट के विषय में कम से कम तो बढ़ गई है।
Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju said that the WAF Amendment Act is part of the central government policy to protect the rights of the people and to prevent anyone illegally grabbing the land of any citizen of the country. Speaking to the media in Kochi, Mr. Rijiju said that the land in Munambam will not be allowed to be declared as WAF land unilaterally and the rights of every citizen will be protected. The minister further said that the opposition is misleading the people and the WAF Amendment Act is not targeting any community and many Muslim organizations have come forward in support of the law.
Campaign going on to set a narrative that the central government is working against Muslim community. No, we are here to correct the mistakes done in the past and to provide justice to the needy people. Let me also remind that it is not only other communities, not only Christian communities, but crores and crores of Muslim women, the poor Muslims.
In West Bengal, the violence-torn areas of Murshidabad are slowly returning to normalcy. Police, central forces and the RAF are patrolling the tension-hit areas of the district. Shops and business establishments are gradually reopening. India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services, have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, said the above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country except some areas over northeast, northwest and south peninsula India where below normal rainfall is expected. He said the neutral El Nino conditions are likely to continue during the monsoon season. The benchmark domestic equity indices today surged over 2% amid positive global cues following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by the US and hopes for additional tariff exemptions for auto sector. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 1,578 points to close at 76,735. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 500 points to settle at 23,329. The second leg of the ISSF Shooting World Cup 2025 will begin today at Lima in Peru. A 42-member Indian contingent will compete across three disciplines, rifle, pistol and shotgun. And that is the end of this news bulletin.